Bibles, John chapter 18. You know, we are living in times when people deny that there is truth. They tell us that truth is relative. They tell us that whatever you think or you believe, that is your truth. That's a bunch of junk, folks. I mean, if a man says, I believe I'm a woman, that's not truth. That's not truth. Or a woman says, I believe I'm a man, that's not truth. That's not truth. But I want you to know truth is real. People are losing the truth and losing the idea of what truth is. But I want you to know today, it is real. It's real. Look with me in John chapter 18. I'm going to begin with verse 37. Jesus is before Pilate. And this is what the Bible says. Pilate therefore said unto him, that is Jesus, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world. Listen to this next line. That I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? When he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word. We thank you, Father, that we do not have to wonder, that God, we do not have to ponder, we do not have to calculate what is truth, because God, you tell us so plainly in your word. Pray, Father God, you'll bless this message. Pray, Lord, it'll help someone in confusing times that we're living in. I pray, Father, there'll be one here that knows you not as Lord and Savior, that God, today they'll say yes to Jesus. And I pray, Father, that God, we as Christians will understand what we should do when we receive the truth. Have your way, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. Pilate was in a spot. He was in a spot, beloved, that no man would ever want to find himself. You see, he found himself, beloved, having to pass judgment on the Son of God. On the Son of God. What a terrible place for any man, beloved, to be. But do you realize, folks, that every man born of woman finds themselves in that same place somewhere in their life where they, beloved, have to pass judgment on the Son of God. Oh, listen, there comes a time for every one of us when we have to decide, beloved, to choose to believe the Lord or to condemn the Lord. A time when we have to choose to receive him or reject them. When we have to choose, beloved, to accept the truth or reject the truth. And this was Pilate's time. So Pilate, wanting to judge rightly, had a conversation with Jesus. And Pilate asked him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, to this end was I born. For this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And then Pilate asked a rhetorical question. He said, what is truth? Folks, he didn't expect an answer, because you see, the moment he asked it, he turned and went out to speak to the Jews. He wasn't expecting an answer. What is truth? He said. He didn't want to know the answer, folks. But deep inside, he already knew the answer. He knew the answer. So the question still hangs in the air to this day. What is truth? Jesus said he came to bear witness unto the truth. Beloved, truth, listen to me. Truth is that which is sure and certain. Truth, beloved, is that which is holy and pure. Truth, beloved, is that which is infinite and everlasting. In short, truth is God. Truth, beloved, is God's word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. Folks, Pilate had truth standing before him, but he refused to recognize it. That remind you of anybody today? We got a whole world that has truth in front of them, and they refuse to recognize it. Beloved, truth is that which is sure and certain. Folks, that's how Jesus bore witness of the truth, because he was truth personified. Somebody says, but how can Jesus be truth personified? Easy, because beloved, God is truth, and Jesus was God in a body of flesh. Amen. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 says this about God. He is the rock. His word is perfect. A God of truth. And without iniquity, just and right is he. He is a God of truth. Jesus came to bear witness of the truth. He is God. He is truth incarnated. So Jesus is truth. But wait a minute. Jesus is also the Word of God. Amen? John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, capital. It's a person. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Folks, Jesus is truth. Jesus is the Word of God. You see, he is the living Word that's personified. But beloved, the Bible is the written Word of God. Truth written down. So Pilate, here's your answer. What is truth? It is Jesus. It is God's word. Amen? It's God's word. Folks, Pilate had truth standing before him. Now, what would he do with it? What would he do with it? Folks, there's two things that you can do with truth. You can either receive it or you can reject it. You can receive it as truth. Believe it. Or you can reject it. What did Pilate do? Listen, as Jesus stood before him, Pilate was confronted with the truth. Jesus lived the truth. Jesus spoke the truth. Jesus was the truth. Pilate had to decide, is he the Messiah, the king, or is he a liar? A con man, a hoax. He was weighing these things in his mind as he heard the words of Christ. And that's why I say, beloved, all of us come to that point, that time in our lives when Jesus stands before us and we find ourselves confronted with truth. But like Pilate, beloved, we have to decide who Jesus is. Is he the Messiah, the Savior? Is he the Son of God, God incarnate? Is he the The words he speak, are they the words of truth? The words of truth. He says, beloved, that he will give those who believe on him everlasting life, but he that believeth not is condemned already. That's what he says. Do you believe that or do you reject it? He says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Am I a sinner? That's what he said. All have sinned. Do I believe that? He says that the wages of sin is death. Is death. Does that mean? Is it true that I'm going to die? He said, fear not him that can killeth the body, but fear him, beloved, that can cast both body and soul into hell. Am I going to hell? Oh, but then he says that God commended his love toward me, that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Did he die for me? Did he die for me? He said, beloved, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will he save me? Because I'm bound for hell. Is he bearing, beloved, witness to the truth? Or is he lying? Or is he lying? Folks, that's what Pilate had to decide as Jesus stood before him, as the truth stood before him. And that's what you and I must decide, beloved, when we are confronted with Jesus. Jesus. You see, you must either receive the truth or reject it. That's it. Oh, well, preacher, I can ignore it. That's rejecting it. That's rejecting it. So what, beloved, have you done with Jesus, with the truth? Now, if you've received the truth, and you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, what does God expect you to do with the truth that you've received? What does he expect you to do? He expects you, beloved, to love the truth. Christian, you hear me? He expects you to love the truth. What is truth? It's Jesus. It's God's Word. Do you love Jesus, Christian? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? You know, you can't love someone, beloved, that you don't have a relationship with. Oh, you can say you love them. But, beloved, if you don't have a relationship with him, you don't really love them. You don't really. And unfortunately, that's the way it is with so many Christians. So many, beloved, don't love the Lord. Oh, they may visit him once in a while at his house. They may, beloved, talk about him once in a while. They may, beloved, talk to him when they have some pressing prayer need. But they really have no relationship with Jesus. Folks, more than anything else, listen to me. God, Jesus desires your love. He desires your love. We're going to be talking about this Wednesday night, beloved. Beloved, in Revelation chapter 2, he rebuked the church of Ephesus for loving or leaving their first love. They used to love him, but they got involved with other things. And he's not their first love anymore. He wants to be your first love. Your first love. He asked Peter three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me more than these? Do you love me? He desires you love him first above everything else, because see, that's how he loved you. He, beloved, loved you more than he loved his life. He loved you more than he loved his comforts, more than he loved his own safety. He loved you so much that he gave everything, everything for you. He is truth. Do you love him more than these? He expects you to. He expects you to. In fact, he even gives us a way to test our love, to see if our love's what it ought to be. He said this. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. That's how we know, beloved. That's how we prove our love for him, by keeping his commandments. So ask yourself, do I love him above all else? Do I love him? Oh, you ought to. And if you don't, Christian, you need to take another quick trip to Calvary and see him hanging on that cross, suffering and dying for you. John said we love him because he first loved us. You need to see that love again. What else does he expect from us if we have received the truth? He expects us, beloved, to love the Word, to love the truth, to love Jesus. He expects us, listen, to know the truth. To know the truth. How do we know the truth? We know the truth by listening to the preaching of God's Word. The preaching of God's Word. It's by the foolishness of preaching, beloved, the Bible says, that people come to know the Word of God, the truth. The truth. So you be sure. And I say this to everybody in here, visitors and everybody. You be sure that, beloved, you're in a church where the Word of God is preached. Be sure. Folks, preaching is for the purpose of sharing God's truth, God's Word. It's not for entertainment. It's not, beloved, for passing along social issues. Beloved, it's not for tickling your ears, beloved, saying what you want to hear. No, listen, it's for the preaching of God's truth, whether you like it or not. The preaching of God. Preaching is for giving you what God says. What the issue about the issues of life, beloved. Not what the celebrities say. Not what society says. Not what is popular today, beloved. It's not for that. It's for giving you what God says. Folks, it's God's Word, God's truth, that will judge us, not Oprah Winfrey. It's God's Word that will judge us, not Dr. Phil. It's God's Word. It's God's Word. Hey, preacher, step on my toes. Listen, but give me the truth. Give me the truth. Tell me, preacher, tell me when I'm right. Tell me when I'm wrong. Because in the judgment, I'm going to stand before the Word of God, and he's going to judge me. Folks, knowing the truth means studying the Word. Loving the Word, knowing the Word, studying the Word. That is a command of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are supposed to study the truth, the word of God, the word of truth. You know, this may shock you, but we don't meet here at 10 a.m. every Sunday because we like to get up early. That's not why we do it. We meet, beloved, to obey God and to study His Word. See, we want to know the truth. We want to know the truth's going to judge us. We don't gather here on Wednesday nights because, hey, we got nothing better to do, or because we're not tired, because we all are tired. We work all day long. But we gather here, beloved, to know the truth of God, because that truth is going to judge us one day. Folks, if we don't know His Word, how will we live His Word? How will we live His Word? I am shocked at what some professing Christians believe and the way they live, because it is so far from the Word of God, beloved, that you can't recognize it in their lives. And that brings me to my third thing, and that is, beloved, the third thing is, God expects, what God expects from us, beloved, is that we live the Word. That we live the Word. He expects us to live the truth. The truth. But Christians will go out, beloved, and they'll get in all kinds of worldly things, sinful things, things that God condemns. And then they'll come to church on Sunday, patting themselves on the back for being, oh, such a great Christian. And then, y'all help me. Give me some amens if I'm telling the truth. If I'm making this up, either run me off or get out and leave. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. He expects us to love. He expects us, beloved, to live holy. Holy. Would God do what Christians are doing out there? No, He would not. He expects us to be like Christ, to obey His commands, to be faithful, and to share the truth with others. Not only by the words we speak, but by the life that we live. What is truth? Pilate asked. Here's the answer, Pilate. Truth is Jesus, the one who stands before you. Truth is the Word of God. And you must either receive it or reject it. But there's one thing, Pilate, you cannot do. You cannot destroy it. You can't destroy it. That's what the religious leaders were trying to do when they turned Him over to Pilate. They wanted, beloved, to destroy God's truth, to destroy Jesus. That's what Pilate was trying to do when he, beloved, ordered His crucifixion. Beloved, he was trying to destroy this truth because he didn't want to face it. He wanted to kill Him and destroy Him. But guess what? We just had it last Easter. He rose from the dead. You cannot destroy truth. You can't destroy it. If you ain't learned that yet, oh, let me tell you, you will learn it. You will learn it. Last Sunday, Easter Sunday, excuse me, Resurrection Sunday, some people loaded up a trailer full of Bibles, dropped it in front of a church in Tennessee, and set it on fire. Set the Word of God on fire. You know, let me tell you what God did. He laughed at that. Folks, would to God they had read Psalm 119:89 before they lit that match. For the Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Hey, you can burn all the Bibles in the world, but God's word is there. It's settled. It's in heaven. Folks, when those religious rulers and Pilate stand before the great white throne, guess what? The Word of God is going to be there. And beloved, the Word of God is going to be sitting on that great white throne, and it's going to judge them. And just like, and this breaks my heart, just like, beloved, the Word says, they shall be cast into the lake of fire, which burneth forever and ever. Word will judge them. So what have you done with the truth? What have you done with it? Because, he, beloved, he stands before you and I this morning. He stands before us. Will you accept God's truth, or will you reject it? And if you receive it, accept it, believe it, Christian, are you doing with his truth what God expects? Are you loving him? Are you loving him? Are you knowing, studying the truth? Are you living the truth? Truth is standing before us this morning. You and I must judge. We must judge. But if you judge him wrong, one day you will stand before the truth. And beloved, the truth will be judging you. Will be judging you. I want you to close your eyes. Bow your heads. If you would, stand with us. What a great God we have. He loved us so much that he sent truth personified to this earth. And that truth loved you so much that he went to a cross and died. This is not fairy tale, folks. This is truth. This is truth. What have you done with the truth? What have you done with it? Heavenly Father, Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you one day you looked at me, and despite my sin, you loved me. And God just showed me truth. Father, it melted my heart when I thought of Jesus dying for my sin. For my sin. Father, I've never gotten over it. And I pray, Lord, I never do. Oh, God, how you put in me that desire to know the truth. To know the truth. To have a relationship with Jesus. To study the truth of God's word. Lord, to live the truth. To live it so others can see it. Father, help us. If there's one here who doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, they're going to choose today to believe or to turn away like Pilate did. Father, help them. Help them to choose the truth. And God, may we as Christians do with the truth as you expect us to do with it. Father, have your way in every heart. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We invite you to come. We invite you to come. What will you do with the truth? Oh, you'll be so glad if you receive it, believe it, love it, live it. You will be so glad. You may be seated, heads bowed and eyes closed. Thank God for the moving of His Holy Spirit and for these who come. And I'm going to ask if there's anyone here at the altar in your seat and you say, "Preacher, I'm going to receive the truth today. I'm going to receive Jesus." Would you lift that hand? We'll show you how. Anyone, anywhere, anyone. Thank God for the moving of His Holy Spirit. And these who come.